USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
12 mass shootings in 3 days. That's new total over Memorial Day weekend, fresh off the shooting tragedy in Texas. The Gun Violence Archive says the most happened at parties. The city of Chicago had a violent weekend. 46 people were shot. 10 of them were killed. Hurricane Agatha touched down in Mexico's southern coast Monday as heavy storm surges and rains prompted flooding and mudslide warnings. Agatha made landfall about 5 miles west of Puerto Angel as a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. Despite evidence that China's the country of origin of the COVID-19 outbreak and that it may have even covered up its own role in the pandemic, the nation was elected to the World Health Organization's executive board last week. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro said he's been subpoenaed by federal prosecutors to testify before a grand jury on Thursday about January 6. Navarro said two FBI special agents banged loudly on his door in the early morning hours to present him with the fruit of the poisonous tree. Gun control in Canada goes into hyperdrive.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced a move to freeze the sale and transfer of handguns in the country. It's part of a strict gun control proposal his government introduced on Monday. A new red flag law is also part of the proposal, which would allow a court to prohibit people deemed a threat from owning a gun and allow the government to take away firearms licenses from those who commit domestic violence or criminal harassment. Trudeau said in a statement that one Canadian killed by gun violence is one too many. Unlike the U.S., Canada does not have a constitutional right to own a gun. Still, the announcement comes after the mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Each year, the World Health Organization holds World No Tobacco Day on May 31st. Their goal is to spread awareness about the risk of tobacco, and they say it kills roughly 6 million people every year. Actor Johnny Depp has a unique way of blowing off steam after a court battle with a former loved one.
Actor Johnny Depp surprised concertgoers in the United Kingdom with a performance Sunday night. He took the stage alongside Jeff Beck at a show at Sheffield City Hall. The performance comes as Depp is awaiting a verdict in Virginia in his $50 million defamation suit against ex-wife and fellow actor Amber Heard. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Representative Mike Waltz, a Republican from Florida on Newsmax, discusses alternative ways society can combat the wave of active shootings in America by digging deeper into the root cause.
But I think we have a crisis in parenting. We have a crisis in fatherhood. We have a crisis in mental health. There are some much deeper rooted issues that the president of the United States should be bringing people together to address, that we as communities, as neighbors, as school districts should be addressing and dealing with. And whether that crazed young man had a shotgun, a rifle, a backpack full of pistols, what is making these kids want to go into a classroom and slaughter 8, 9, 10-year-old children? And that's what the president should be focused on.